Welcome to the Embodiment Conference 2020, also on behalf of the whole team behind the scenes. Thank you for your attention to another amazing presentation about intimacy and relationship. My name is Ilan Stefani and it's my pleasure to be sponsoring this channel, as I deeply believe that aliveness, embodiment, intimacy, relationship are key to individual and global change. My ongoing somatic research is focused on more and more aliveness for each and every one of us. I tune into the fields of collective trauma, of intimacy, of love and rage, shadow work, and higher level of energy. If you are curious about my work, you might want to catch my presentation on this channel as well as on the main stage. And you can also head over to my website, ilanstefani.com. My methods have been described as an embodiment training for warriors. However, you are so welcome to find out yourself. I teach online and in person. I teach in German as well as in English. Thank you for your attention and please enjoy the following presentation.
So, Kabira, really, really warm welcome to you today. And just like to introduce you to the audience. I was looking at your website and there's a couple of things I particularly liked, which is when you said about life is magic and it's a gift for you to open. And I was thinking, like, this morning I woke up, I was alive. Not everybody wakes up. So it's really good to remember that. And the other one, you shared a bit about your journey to find that place in yourself where we can really feel that we're good enough because we truly love ourselves. And I thought that was really deep. So thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And so I'll just say a little bit about your bio. You founded Kabira, that's your organization's name as well, where you are a coach and you coach individuals and couples, and you run tantra retreats and self-development retreats. And I was really loving the range of modalities that you've brought together. Cognitive repatterning, I'm just reading from the list, breathwork, movement practices, authentic relating, energetic alignment. So I'm super excited to see how you work. And this session, I have experienced jealousy. So jealousy as a gift is going to be really great to explore with you, seeing it as a tool for connecting back to ourselves, intimacy and relationships. So over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Rita. And you're touching exactly on that thing that I think is key with jealousy, that so often we think that jealousy is really something that we do not want to have in our lives. It shouldn't be there. I shouldn't be jealous. It's often a feeling that I don't want to feel. And yeah, I was enjoying myself coming up with a title for this session. It's almost like the joy of jealousy or the gift of jealousy. So I wanted to take everyone on a little journey in unpacking that gift today and in unraveling as well the mystery of what exactly jealousy is. And very often it's much simpler than we actually thought it was. It's not the big green monster in the room that we don't want to address, but actually we can really pinpoint what it is about. Thank you for the introduction as well. Just a little bit of extra. I'm also a psychologist, so a background in a master's in psychology, and I did some corporate work around leadership development. And I wanted to integrate everything here today. So we're going to do some breath work. I'll share a little bit of theory on jealousy beforehand. We will include the breath and we'll also include the cognition. So what are my beliefs and judgments that I have, and therefore the pen and paper. So in case you don't have that, yes, please get a pen and paper close by. We're going to work with that. And I also wanted to keep it very practical, very simple. Hey, how can I take this into my daily life and how can I integrate the webinar, this 1 hour, into the next time that I'll be jealous, which for sure will be there. And I recognize that I've been in open relationships as well. And then sometimes I was very jealous and there were times when I was completely not jealous, and I've been in monogamous relationships where I had the same experience. And just the last half year I was living with my partner and his new girlfriend, which also triggered some interesting points of jealousy in my life. So I thought, why not address this publicly? Why not address this together? And I'm curious about you. So that's actually the first thing that I wanted to ask you. If you think about jealousy, what are the first words that pop up And feel free to share in the chat so we just get a little bit of a feel of what's present for you when you think of jealousy. Maybe you think of yourself as a jealous person. Yeah, I see ownership, tension, sadness, envy, insecurity, shame, rejection, bad feelings. Yeah. Maybe also control. Yeah, I'll come to that in a moment, Petra, the difference between envy and jealous. Yeah. Yeah, fear of missing out. Other people have something that I do not have. And yes, we also make ourselves small and we think of the other person as big or the resource as big, which we'll also get to. And a lot has got to do with self-worth, yes. I felt betrayal, but never jealousy. Yeah, the other side of the coin and feeling not good enough. Yeah, exactly. So there is an aspect of wanting and jealousy very often of, hey, I want something what they have. And in psychology, we actually define jealousy as a complex emotion with many layers underneath. Very often there's fear, humiliation, shame, rage, and rejection. So you might wonder what's actually the purpose of jealousy. Why is it there? And if you look at the evolutionary perspective, it's actually very useful because jealousy indicates that something is of value to us, that a relationship is of value to us. And very often it stimulates and it motivates for action. So we will actually put the energy in the effort into making a relationship work because we realized, we were jealous. And yes, we're going to make a distinction here between jealousy and envy. So jealousy often includes a third party. Often jealousy happens in romantic relationships. So I see someone talking to my partner and I feel jealousy. I feel jealous of that situation. So jealousy often includes three people. And very often, like I said, we think of jealousy in a romantic relationship, yet maybe you also realize you've had these feelings as a child. You'll see it among children, no? That we want the same thing. And we also have it at work. There's this competition between two people for a specific position or for approval or appraisal or things like this. So jealousy can happen in many situations, and maybe it's also related to those first experiences of jealousy as we come to explore later. So this is jealousy. Envy is often related to one other person. And in that case, the other person has something that I really want. The other person has something that I want, which is very often an attribute or a trait. So this, I can be envious of someone who is really good at swimming and I want to be a better swimmer, and I'm envious of that person. And actually, I think in jealousy, both things are often related. Even when I see my partner speaking to someone else, like someone already said in the chat, I make myself very small and I make the qualities of that other person very big. Oh, look how pretty she is, or look how happy she is, or look how talkative she is, and I'm so boring. Yeah, so also there we have this aspect of wanting what somebody else has, which create this jealousy that we all have. Yeah. From a theoretical point of view, it might be interesting to say that also dogs and primates can be jealous as well. It's not just humans. We see it everywhere. And I think this might be the first step when we talk about jealousy, is simply acknowledging that we are jealous. There's so much shame around this. Vulnerability, maybe even to admit that we are jealous. It doesn't have to make any sense. And this is also important to notice that the threat that we experience when we feel jealousy doesn't have to be real. It can also be an imaginary threat. As you probably notice, we can be jealous for silly reasons, thinking that our partner might leave us, and we know that this might not be the case, yet the threat feels very real to us. So then we move into the tension, we activate a different nervous system, and our system can go into panic, into shock even. Yeah. Let's see. What's good to mention is that there's also such a thing as compersion, which is where I feel actually happy for my partner experiencing an emotion. So let's come back to that situation where my partner is talking to someone else and I look at his face and he looks very happy or she looks very happy to me. And I'm actually feeling joy inside of my body as well. And this is often for people that can emote a lot, and that's a practice open relating or polyamory a lot, just to feel that they can actually empathize with the emotions of their partner. Yeah. And it's interesting also that there is a root cause to jealousy, which is interesting to look at. Some people are more prone to jealousy than others. Studies show that men are more prone to feeling sexually jealous towards their partner, and women are more jealous when it comes to emotional connection. So very often we place jealousy on a topic, for example, sexuality for men, that is important to us. One thing, like I said in the beginning, jealousy indicates that something is of value, so sexuality is important for the man. And the second thing, that maybe there are insecurities around this topic. But maybe I judge myself and I'm not exactly there. I'm getting a message from Nanina about the quality of the sound. There's no window that I can close, so I'm sorry about the any background noises that you might hear. Yeah. Interesting point, Ariel. Thank you for bringing that up. Like, there are several aspects that we see common in all situations in which we experience jealousy. And the first one is that there is a low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. Often we see people also more with neurosis, a little bit more tension in the body. And yes, attachment style is also important. Over-attached or possessive behavior is more often seen in people that feel jealous. Yeah. And this is something that we can work with on the mind. Is my partner really mine? Or is my friend really mine? Or is my child really mine? Yeah, so this is just a little bit of a theoretical framework. I just want to check with you if there are any questions, and feel free to drop them in the chat. Yeah, so in a moment we're going into some practices. So I want to ask you to shake your body a little bit, and this might start at your hands, maybe your shoulders. But just give yourself a little shake and make some sound as you do so. So you might even wobble on the couch or chair that you're sitting on and just give your body a little shake. And feel free to allow your head to wobble as well, just so you can sigh it out and make some sound as you do so. Shake. We're going to do that for 30 more seconds or something, so feel free to make yourself comfortable, or even stand up if you have the space to do that. Just stand up and give your body a little shake. And see if you can shake every muscle in your body, hold out the throat and the sound, and really focus on the exhale. Shake it off. Do that for 10 more seconds. Shake a little bit more, go a little bit deeper, and sound it out. And slowly come back to more relaxed space in which you can stand or sit, and feel free to close your eyes for a moment and just place both of your feet on the floor. As you do so, take a few very deep breaths in and sigh it out. Allow your energy to withdraw, to come back inwards. So feel free to let your laptop or your phone just be there for a moment and really bring all the energy back towards yourself. I'm going to guide you into a short visualization which we'll work with throughout the rest of this webinar. So see how you can bring yourself into presence, into your body. Yeah, beautiful. And I invite you to go to a moment in which you experience jealousy. Allow a specific situation to come up. For some of us, this is very simple and situations arise immediately. For some of us, this takes a little bit more effort. So I invite you to relax your body as much as possible and just feel when you were jealous. Or when you think that you were jealous. And in case you have multiple situations, just pick a big one, one that made a very big impact on you and your system. Yeah, beautiful. Something dropped. I invite you to just continue to see the situation, but just zoom out for a moment. So take a moment to observe the people involved and to observe yourself. It's almost as if you are hovering over a scene of a movie set. See how you can detach yourself a little bit from the primal emotional body. And just witness yourself standing there. Yeah. Now take a moment to observe what it is that you are fighting over. So what is the resource that you would like to have in that case? I invite you to focus specifically here on jealousy, the situation with three people often or more. What is the resource that you are fighting over, or the quality? And this can be time or attention or love, appreciation, sexuality. What is their resource? Time with my partner, attention from my parents. I wanted to play with this friend. It can be very simple. Yeah. Yeah, so see if you can go one level deeper. What is the actual resource? So for example, if you feel excluded, what are you excluded of? And I'll speak up as much as I can. Thank you for mentioning that, guys. So what is the resource underneath? And I invite you to write it down for yourself, maybe on that piece of paper that is there. Maybe even in the chat, we're going to come back to that later. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's have a look at a little piece of envy that is there. I invite you to look at the person that you are jealous with or jealous at. And feel free to start writing things down on your piece of paper in the format he or she is. What attributes do you place on this person? So for example, I'm looking at my partner talking to this gorgeous woman, and they're having such a lively conversation, as it seems, and she seems so confident and so humorous, and she seems so big and so pretty and so skinny. I invite you to write that down. He or she is skinny, he or she is pretty, he or she is funny, he or she is successful. You might want to close your eyes in between just to go back to that moment and to really see, how am I judging this person? How am I judging? And see if you can make that list even as long as possible. You'll get a sticker for a full page. See if you can really allow that judgmental mind to open and just look at the situation. How am I judging this person? and write it down in that format. He or she is, next sentence, he or she is. And okay, let's give it a go with all those Instagram vloggers. What are we saying there as well? We can make this list even longer. And you might notice that there are the same attributes that we are jealous of amongst different situations. So let's see if we can add to this list a few more attributes or characteristics that we give to people. Most of the time, those are people that have things that we want to have. He or she is so happy, they are so rich, maybe even so much in their power. They are so strong. What is there? Yeah. And I imagine that this can be a challenge. Thank you for sharing again, Ariel. Sometimes we project on the person involved, so the person speaking to our partner, and sometimes we project our anger on the partner itself, which we'll get to as well. There's a beautiful dynamic at play there. So let's go back to that first list that we have there in front of us. I invite you just to look at that list and to see what you are saying sentence by sentence about yourself. So for example, if the first sentence is he or she is so confident, I invite you to write down on a new piece of paper or maybe next to it, I am insecure. So instead of he or she, we bring it back to I, we bring it back to ourselves. Jealousy is just a gift for ourselves. It's just for ourselves, giving us information about ourselves. And very often we try to change the situation. Here we come to your situation, Ariel. We try to change our partner. We try to change the other person. Yet very often we are the only person that we can actually influence. So we're bringing it back to I. And sometimes we're saying about ourselves the same thing, but that we're just not there. For example, for me, it's important that I want to be strong. I want to be physically strong and fit in my body. And when I look at someone who is very fit or very flexible or very strong, I say about myself that I'm not there yet. I say that I'm actually not there yet. So I can write down, I am ugly. You see, it's the opposite. And we're going to make it very, very simple and stupid here. So instead of making very long sentences of, yeah, sometimes I think that I'm strong and sometimes I think that I'm weak or that I'm ugly, we keep it very simple, very simple. So for example, if you think the other person is pretty, I say about myself that I'm ugly. Somewhere underneath, there's a part of myself that thinks that I'm ugly. Maybe this percentage is only 10% present in my life, maybe 20%, maybe 60%. And therefore, I'm constantly jealous of people that look pretty. In my perception. Yeah. So see how you can change that list. How you can swap it around. And I'll give you some time to do that. If you have any questions about specific characteristics, please put them in the chat box and we'll think along. Yeah, exactly. So Naz is asking, I feel the person is manipulative and I am not and I don't want to be, and I make her wrong. So in that case, there is something in the system that says I really shouldn't be manipulative. I really shouldn't be manipulative. So probably there is a judgment or a belief about the world and myself that I should be doing the right thing. Something like this. Yeah. So lots of my time and energy goes to always doing the right thing. We're doing what's justice. Yeah. So you can even write down, I am righteous. something like this, or I'm concerned of doing the wrong thing. Yeah. Maybe underneath there's even I'm a failure, or I'm a liar. Maybe something like this as well. And like I said, it might be confronting to write down this list, yet we're constantly looking for that small percentage of my system, of myself, that believes that this is also a part of me, and that is trying really hard not to show that to the world. Yeah, thank you, Erica, for saying that, because it's exactly that. It can be confronting. So for example, if I have in my system that I'm ugly for 10 or 20%, if I'm just dissatisfied with the way that I look, you'll notice that energy goes into avoiding that thought, avoiding that feeling. So I'm constantly looking for situations in which in which people cannot see that part of myself that I think that is ugly. I cover it up, sometimes physically or emotionally or cognitively, or I judge other people for having something around that topic, for being either pretty or for being ugly as well, to make me feel more connected to them. So yes, it can be confronting. Okay. We're slowly going to move on with this list. And if your list is not finished yet, you can press pause for this part and just take your time to really finish that list. Yeah. Looking at situations in which I'm jealous or in which I'm envious. And please also include your close friends. Very often we attract people that have traits that we really want. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask you to make yourself even more comfortable. We're going to do some breath work with this. So if you have an opportunity to lay down, just lay down, make yourself more relaxed. Feel free to totally lean backward if you're sitting in a chair, or drop a little bit of that tension or that effort. But keep your list close. Keep your list close. Yeah. Yeah, so these lists is all the things that I don't want to say about myself. So if I judge other people as happy and confident, I can write down on the list, I am insecure, I am unhappy. Yeah. So we're doing some shadow work. So maybe 80% of you is already in the light and think that most of the time you're confident and you're happy. Let's have a look at that darkness. So I invite you to relax. And as you do so, just start to breathe into your body. And I invite you to start inhaling through the nose. And then on that exhale, release the jaw and exhale from your mouth. Doing that a few more times, deeply in through the nose. And exhale. And dropping into the sensations in your body, you can leave the list for what it is. You can leave the thoughts. Even if you think that you've done the exercise wrong, you can work with everything, so don't worry about that. Just breathe in deeply. And exhale, let it go. And I invite you to do a little body scan for yourself. So you might feel the air coming in through your nostrils and allowing the sensations in your face to become a little bit stronger. You might feel the rising of the chest as you inhale and allow the sensations in your chest to be more visible and in your awareness. Allow your breath to drop even into your belly and allow your lower body to start breathing with you, welcoming any sensations. And welcoming that body scan to sink into your hips, noticing the movements that come with the breath. Starting to notice the tiniest of tiniest sensations in your legs, your knees, lower parts of your legs and your feet. Gently take a deep breath into your full body. And exhale, release, relax. Let's do that again, increasing awareness of every sensation in your body, in and out. increasing that awareness with 100%, inhaling deeply and exhaling. Now you might already notice that things are starting to flow. See if you can relax your body as much as possible. And any emotion is welcome. So I invite you to gently get that list that's close to you. And very slowly, very slowly, we're going to read these sentences out loud, just for yourself. You're on mute anyway, so this is just your own space, your space. I invite you to really slowly read the sentence and then see if you can breathe it in fully. See if you can allow any feelings, any emotions, any memories to come through. For example, if that first sentence was, I am ugly, and take a deep breath in and say out loud as you notice your sensations in your body, I am ugly. And exhale, release, relax. If you don't have a long list, you can take a few deep breaths for every sentence. Really take this into a meditative practice of, hey, what am I actually saying about myself? And really see if you can feel every sentence in your body through your breath. The deeper I dare to breathe, the more I can feel that sentence. And on the exhale, letting go of any tension, really gently exhaling, allowing sounds and emotions to move through you. Yeah. Slowly continuing on your list, reading out loud what it is that I'm saying about myself. You don't have to change anything here. You don't have to make it bigger or smaller or give it more importance than simply reading out loud. Simply reading out loud the sentence. If you've already completed your list, we're going to do this for 2 more minutes or so. So if new judgments about yourself come up, feel free to improvise a bit and just say that sentence, I am. Sanas, this might also be a nice time to say, to see how it feels. I am manipulative. And if you haven't said it or you haven't written it down, feel free to say, I am possessive. And just see how that feels in the body. Allow your mind to relax as you say just that one sentence. It's nothing more than that. Just to see how it sounds. I am possessive, or I'm claiming. And then take a deep breath into your body. See if you can allow everything to move. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And maybe 2 more, so pick one that you felt was moving something in the body. Maybe finish your list. Yeah, and let's take a very deep breath in. And exhale. Yeah, and I can already feel my jaw contracting. I imagine some of you are having the same. Let's see if we can shake that body a little bit to give it some space. So again, feel free to shake. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shaking the head, releasing some sounds. And again, if you can, feel free to stand up and shake your whole body. And shake it off. I'm going to use body movement, sound, and breath. Just creating some space and really feel that through your hands you are shaking off all those judgments about yourself, feeling that this was just for the practice. You don't have to believe them. You don't have to take them. Just shake them off, shake them off. And feel free to shake that chest as well, to shake the throat. Really see how you can open the body. 20 more seconds, just shaking, shaking, shaking. And it might be nice to open the mouth and to gibberish, make some words. And then slowly coming back to faking a few yawns. And coming back to maybe that sitting or that lying down position. And you can close your eyes again, closing the eyes again and relaxing the body, coming back to stillness. Yeah, exactly. Take a moment to find a quiet place in your body to relax again into where you are at now. And it might be nice here to place a hand on your body on a place where you feel relaxed, maybe on your belly or on your heart and your chest. And feel that those hands can give you some comfort. All right. I invite you to go back with your visualization as you have your eyes closed to that moment where you felt jealous, that situation that you had in mind. If you're tuning in later, just pick a situation in which you were jealous, or maybe a big situation that had lots of impact on you. Otherwise, just a recent situation. I'm just going to go back and take that example of my partner talking to someone else to work with. We're going back to that question of, hey, what is the resource that we are fighting for? And for example, in that case, I was jealous that she was talking to him. And actually, I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to have a good time with him. So the resource that I was fighting over is time and attention from a beloved. So take a moment to be with that resource again that you were fighting over. Maybe it's appraisal, satisfaction, physical touch, maybe time from someone you love, someone you care for. Yeah. And ask yourself the following question. In that situation, how can I give myself that resource right now? So if the resource was appreciation, how can I appreciate myself right now by doing something simple, something easy? If the resource is, I wanted to be seen by my partner, I wanted my friend or my colleague to just look at me, I wanted my boss to notice me, then ask yourself the question, how could I have noticed myself? How could I have appreciated myself? How could I have shown respect to myself? See how you yourself can give you just 1% is already enough of that same resource, of that same quality. And in the situation that you had in mind in your visualization, see yourself playing out that game. So maybe in that game, you see yourself placing the hand on your chest and on your belly, and you say to yourself, I am enough. Or you say to yourself, I'm good enough. Or maybe you actually want to listen to yourself if your partner or your friend is not available. Notice what changes in the body. Maybe the body relaxes as you whisper to yourself, I am enough. I am seen. Yeah. And give yourself permission to breathe that in fully. So through your mouth, Take 4 or 5 very deep inhalations. Exhale it out. Do that a few more times. See if you can widen and open your mouth fully and really receive in that relaxed body those qualities here and now in this moment, just breathing in fully. And allow your body to receive those qualities, to receive those qualities. So you might even feel that your body is becoming a little bit bigger, maybe more relaxed as we start to yawn. But see if you can really open yourself up through your breath. You can really meet that quality as if it is already there. Yeah. Yes, one more deep breath in. And then gently exhale, release, relax. We're slowly coming out of this visualization, out of this space, by placing a hand on our body, again, a place that feels comfortable and relaxed, and give yourself a little squeeze there. And I invite you to say 3 times out loud in your own space, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. And slowly coming back here in the space, you can open your eyes as you feel that you are more here. Might be nice even actually to just caress yourself a little bit and to stroke down your body, maybe all the way from your head. Just give yourself a little touch of comfort, maybe a big hug. Yeah, just hold yourself. Yeah, so jealousy is actually a gift. Jealousy is a gift. And what I sometimes notice in the more spiritual or conscious community is that I force myself to go through my jealousy. And that is the gift, that I can feel my emotions, I can see my insecurities, I can work with my belief system. Yet I think sometimes we overlook one aspect of jealousy, and that is the function of information. There is information in jealousy. So what I would like to add to this practice is just some tools for communication. So for example, in that case where I was with my partner, I was seeing my partner talking to someone else, what we sometimes forget is this closing part. And I invite you to release your emotions and to do the practice that we just did. So to have a look at which judgments do I have about myself and what are the contractions in my body? Where do I hold this belief? Where do I hold this tension? Oh, and to allow that contraction to move into softness by giving myself permission to totally feel. I am allowed to be jealous. I'm allowed to feel anger or rage or fear or to be nauseous or to be triggered in a way. So allowing myself to be triggered. And then as I move my own emotional body and I have a look at my cognition, I can come back with so much valuable information. For example, in the case of my partner, I can come to my partner from a place of relaxation and indicate a few things. One is, hey, I was jealous. Admitting to myself, oh, there were feelings of jealousy. Two, I can share the insight that I had about my cognition. I thought that she was very pretty, and I realized that sometimes I judge myself as ugly. And I allow myself to look at the need that is underneath. Actually, I would like to be acknowledged, or I would like to be seen more, or I just want someone to think that I'm pretty. And I can communicate that need to my partner. And this is something very beautiful. We can trick ourselves. So even if I ask my partner to say to me, can you tell me that I'm beautiful? And my partner will tell me that I'm beautiful. Trust me, it will feel almost exactly the same as if he or she would do that by him or herself. Yeah. So we can come up with this need of, hey, I would like you to just look at me for 5 minutes and notice me, for example. Or can you speak to me also for a moment? Or can you give me reassurance? Can you give me reassurance that we are going home from this party together? Or can you just hold me for a few minutes? Yeah, so we allow ourselves to be human beings and to really land into that space of, oh, we have needs. And maybe those needs come from our childhood. And yes, we can work with that as well. Yet we are here in the present moment. And maybe there's an actual comforting in that space. Yeah. So we acknowledge that, we come back with information. Another beautiful function of jealousy that I haven't mentioned yet is inspiration. So for example, if I look at someone who has a skill, someone that can sing very beautifully, and I judge myself as being a lousy singer, I can actually come to that person with information. Wow, I'm so jealous or envious of your singing capabilities. Can you share with me where you learned this? Can you share with me what you do? Can you teach me? In this case, we allow ourselves to be open and we allow ourselves to be new. Yeah, so there's always this part of communication to complete the loop of jealousy if there is a readiness of the other party to do so. I think this is most of the practices that I wanted to share with you. I would love to have some space for questions as well. Just to complete the full thing, what I like to do with that little list that you have, if you have a partner or a close friend, someone that you can call, what I usually do with this list is just read it out loud. And I just give them a heads up and check if they're available. So I call a friend and I say, well, I have this list of judgments that I worked with and I feel ashamed of this. And I judge myself for all these things and actually embarrassed of what I did. Can I share this list with you? Or maybe you have someone close to you that you can read it out loud to when you're in front of this person. And just again, read the list. Allow yourself to have these judgments, to release the shame around it. And then maybe you want to burn the list. This is what I like to do. So just to have a little ritual with myself and to say maybe something like, I am not my judgments. I open myself to also receive the good parts of myself. Maybe just want to share the fire that you created with the words. But I like to burn it just for myself to create space for something new. Use it as fuel for transformation. Yeah. Okay. I've talked a lot. I want to open the space for questions. So Rita, I don't know how you usually do this. Feel free to chat. I'm open to receive all sorts of forms. Yeah.
Okay, so we have four questions in the Q&A. So I could start with the first one.
Beautiful, yes.
If you're happy for me to choose, or do you want to
choose?
Yeah. Okay, Lucas, we'll see how we go for time. So... let's have a look.
I can maybe meanwhile already answer a question from Carol. Yes. What if your partner won't honor your needs in that moment? What do you suggest? And this is what I referred to in the beginning of sometimes we project all our anger and unmet needs on our partner. And there's this belief that my partner should make me happy. This is the person that, this is the person that's going to bring me joy and happiness. Yet maybe in that moment, we can actually take care of ourselves first. We can take care of ourselves first. So if, for example, I really want to be seen by my partner, I just want my partner to spend time with me or see me, what can I see in myself in that moment? Maybe I can see, literally sometimes I can look in the mirror, or maybe I can just be with myself for 1 or 2 minutes and listen of, hey, what is it that I want to have seen in myself? Maybe there is a vulnerability that wants to be met and I can meet this within myself. Yeah? So we constantly take back all that power that we have given to a partner where we think that our partner is making us feel bad to ourselves, allowing ourselves to nourish this body, to nourish the system fully. So we always come back to ourselves, yeah? And if 9 out of 10 cases my partner doesn't meet my needs, maybe it's time to have a conversation about this. Yeah. Yeah. I hope that answers.
Cool. Yeah, so I have a question from Pensri. She says, could you say what to do when you sense or hear of someone's envy of your own attributes and somehow then you feel guilty for having those attributes?
Yeah, beautiful. I think the key word in this case, and probably everyone has a different interpretation of this, is compassion. If I can meet myself with compassion, wow, I'm envious and I meet the emotions and the insecurities and the shakiness that it gives to my system with compassion, I can meet others with the same compassion. And I can also meet them in the journey that they are at. So some people might feel so envious of the things that I have that they do not want to speak with me or they do not want to meet me. Ah, yeah, I recognize that in myself as well. I can meet that with compassion. That is okay. Maybe there are people that are envious and they meet me with clinging or they want something from me and that they're pushing or clingy, exactly like I said. oh, I also recognize that of wanting something so badly that someone else has. And I can also meet that in myself with compassion. So I can also meet them with compassion where they are at. Oh, I can relax. That's also okay. And in all cases, I can indicate my needs. Yeah.
Okay. And Barbara's asking about recurring jealousy.
Yeah,
when jealousy is recurring from the past several times, should we handle this any differently?
Well, what's really nice in those cases to do is some regression analysis. So you can actually do that at home and just imagine or visualize the same situation that we worked with now in this exercise. And then I would actually do that when standing and just allow yourself to turn around. So if this is a situation you are sitting or standing, and you're looking in front of you, you visualize the situation, and this is where it's happening, where the jealousy is playing out, allow yourself to physically turn around and to look back as you make that movement in your history, in your past. And just with your eyes closed, allow yourself to feel, allow any memories to come back of situations where you have felt the same. Keep on relaxing the body, keep on doing the breath that we did, allowing yourself to take in more oxygen and just allow your body to move by itself. Yeah, like I said, as children, we often experience jealousy as well. So allow yourself to move back into time and just feel and really experience all the situations. I've done this once or twice with myself, and the weirdest situations came up in which I actually experienced jealousy, where I recognized the same feeling of, oh yeah, the tightness in my chest, that restlessness, that feeling of not worthiness. I recognize that. And that awareness already opens up a lot. Yeah. So meet that with compassion as well. Yeah.
We may have time for one really, really quick one. Very quick. Okay, so Mary has asked, she's talking about when we make stuff up about people we barely know, and we imagine that they're better than us in various ways. So we're creating these ideas, we don't even know they're true. Yeah, she's asking, have you got any, can you speak to that?
It's exactly
like 1 minute.
It's exactly the same. Jealousy doesn't have to be an action, everything is imaginary. No, we imagine that this person is more confident or more worthy or happier. We can also do a reality check. That might be a good one for this, in this case. And just approach them, hey, I imagine that you are very happy. Because you have a smile on your face, your skin seems to be glowing. Are you happy? And the person might say yes or no, and we can check in, wow, how do you do that? Reality check, and really opening up this conversation and maybe just admitting, I don't even know you, I'm projecting things on you, and I think I'm jealous. And I want to relax and be compassionate with myself about that. And therefore I'm expressing it. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kabira. So we'll bring your session to a close now, and I've got just love to tell you what I appreciated, and then I'll do a bit of information giving and then bring you back at the very end to give us your top tip on how to remain embodied. And I just wanted to say that this idea of jealousy being a gift, you know, you talked about I am the only person I can change. So kind of, I was familiar with that, what I really loved, but what you added for me is this resourcefulness idea that it's pointing, the jealousy is pointing me to how can, if I'm the only person I can change, how can I give myself what I'm longing for? And my whole posture changed. It's a resourcefulness kind of approach, which was, I really appreciate. Mm. So, thank you. So I'm going to share some information now and come back to Kabira at the very end, because you might be thinking, what next? So this recording is available for 48 hours for free. There's a lot there, and the practices were really lovely and deep, so you may want to try them again. So for 48 hours you can view this again for free, And if you enjoyed it, and if you're enjoying the conference, you could also buy the library of the whole conference recordings. You get all of them. There's a lot to do in 10 days, can't do all. And what I found is that there's so much there that is so great for my personal development, but also my professional development. So if you think that that could suit you, you can have a look on the website for the information, and there's discounts for buying the whole library of recordings during the conference period. And with it, you get the video recordings and you also get audio recordings. If you're like me, on the move, gardening, cooking, listening to audio, that's really helpful. And you also get the structured learning with recommendations, learning lists, notes, and you can quickly find what you want at your own pace, in your own time. So if that's the kind of thing that suits you, check out that. The other thing is that, if you've been enjoying the conference, it's and it appeals to you, it's a great way to say thank you to everybody who's put it on for everybody. And we do know that there's lots of people who can't afford to buy the recordings, and that's why we really want to have the conference free to begin with. So if that's something that you'd like to support others, that helps by buying the recordings. And what next with your learning? There's a Facebook group with the conference that you can join. So you can meet people in coffee break time and breakout rooms to keep learning. And the next session, Kabira, this will be interesting to you. The next session on this channel is by Melissa Tufton, and it's actually an empath's guide to polyamory. You mentioned that before. Yeah, so it's sort of, it's programming was really perfect here. So
beautiful. Yes, she does beautiful work. I highly recommend her session.
Yeah. And you were speaking about, so BST time, that's 2 p.m. or in roughly an hour. So I think that's all on my list. So I'd love to come back to you in 1 minute. What can people take away to be, how to be embodied and to remain embodied?
Well, actually, just two words came up. The words were meet it.
Yes.
Meet it. So I meet it through your awareness, through your presence, mm-hmm. through your breath. Simply see how you can meet yourself in every moment a little bit more. So if there's one question to ask yourself in every moment, or whenever you feel stuck or something feels off, how can I meet myself best? How can I meet myself most? Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Kabira. It's been a delight having you on. And I want to thank you. Mm. I saw the people in the room really engaged. I loved your, really shaking. And thank you for everybody who's joined us today. And hope to see you at another session. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Janina, and everyone for dialing in.